Motorcycle enthusiast Chris Leeper invited us into his beautiful historic Springfield home to talk about riding roads in Robertson County, along with cyclist Stacy Clark.
What makes Robertson County, what drew you here to ride your
bicycle or your motorcycle?
Your bike. I mean, I think I know the answer, but I want to hear it from you.
This is multifaceted for me, so I don't know if you want to go first, but I moved up here and then started riding.
Okay.
And so, but that being said, my bike and I have traveled all over the world. And every March, I go to Spain, to a little island to ride mountains and by the sea. And I'm always happy to come back to Robertson County, which sounds crazy.
Yeah.
But the first thing you think about when somebody is like, well, why is cycling so awesome in Robertson County?
Sure.
Most people are here because it's pretty.
Yeah.
It's a scenic beauty in the rural farmlands, and out when you get go about is just unbelievable. And there are some times when I'm training for a race and I'm like pushing myself to the limit. My heart's about to like fall out of my mouth, and I'm going as hard as I can, and I look up and I'm like, oh my gosh, it could not be more beautiful.
Wow.
All right.
So,
and to live in the place where your favorite place to ride, that's amazing.
I mean, I live 3 blocks away from here. If you make a right on 5th and then another right about a couple of blocks down on Kenny School Road or Kenny's, you're in the country.
Right.
That's it. That's all I have to do. That's as far as I have to go. So I don't have to put my bike in a car and drive someplace.
Right. Right. Yeah.
But that's the first thing that people think of. But there are so many other factors that go into cycling. But I think that's the first one.
I want to hear what you have to say.
I'll tell you, in Robertson County, it was funny. I've ridden motorcycles my whole life. I rode motocross as a little kid and grew up in Southern California, San Diego. Rode all over, rode high performance, sports bikes. And California just got over congested. And so I stopped riding. It wasn't safe anymore, and it was just dangerous. So I really stopped riding. We moved to Tennessee, I haven't ridden in quite a long time, in a couple of years. And we moved here to Springfield, and COVID has kind of changed everything for everybody. And I was just going out of my mind. There's no movies to see. There's no restaurants. There's nowhere to go, nothing to do. And I was just literally going out of my mind, and I thought, I could get a bike and start riding again.
There you go.
It'd be a great way to get out of the house, see the countryside, and also get some exercise, be out, and I could do it and be COVID safe.
Right.
So I went down. I bought a new Harley and started riding. And I have ride now nonstop. And one of the most incredible things about this area is that, like Stacy said, in 3 blocks, I can be in the middle of nowhere. That's the great thing about this area. And, you can go here and just ride through the tobacco fields. It's absolutely gorgeous. You go out by the Red River and follow that. Last weekend, I went all the way up to Kentucky, and we go up there and have lunch and then drive back. But it's absolutely stunning. And there's just something about being outside, whether you're on a bicycle or a motorcycle, that kind of puts you in touch. It's like being out at a park or something, but you're isolated enough that you're safe with the COVID issue. There's just something magical about it that really helps to relieve stress, helps to regenerate my mind and get me ready to come home and be isolated again.
So, so folks are looking for some new roads to ride.
Yeah.
The terrain is just, it's still just enough of that terrain with the curves and the hills.
It's absolutely spectacular. And probably like you have experienced riding right now, I mean, it's just about over, but all the fall foliage, it has just been like riding through magic. It's literally like a wonderland with the gold and yellow and red leaves everywhere falling all around you as you ride.
Yeah.
It's really spectacular.
And the temps.
Yeah. The temperature the climate here is fantastic.
Yeah.
And I want to get your perspective on something, because one of my hashtags is rural rider, kind of self-explanatory.
Right.
Because I hate riding in cities. But a lot of people I invite up here to ride on, we'll call them bicycles, we're cyclists, are really kind of afraid to ride because they say, well, we're not sure how people will react. The drivers will react.
The 3-foot rule, yeah.
Are they really going to pay attention to us? And that's what's so stunning is I can be out in the middle of nowhere. A combine will get over so that I can,
right.
So that I can get by. People are so polite to me.
Yeah,
whereas if I'm in Nashville on like Belmont Boulevard where it says bike lane,
yeah.
I'm gonna get knocked off.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna get run over in a place that says bike lane, and these country roads, the people who drive on them could not be nicer.
Right.
To me, about being polite and getting over and sharing the road and never blowing their horns or getting frustrated when I'm like climbing a hill and dying and sweating and I'm like, oh
yeah.
And they're so nice about staying back and giving me space, and people don't anticipate that. They're like, oh, they want these people up here. They're, you know, they're country folks.
Yes.
They don't know what to do. And I'm like, you could not ask for better people to ride around and share the roads with.
Great.
Southern Hospitality. It really is a great place to ride. And, you know, like I said, I stopped riding in San Diego or even in LA, because it just wasn't safe.
Yeah.
People didn't watch out for you. They were rude. It was just a nightmare.
Right.
And I had a lot of friends that got really hurt, and I just decided, you know, with a wife and kids, I'm not putting myself in risk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when we came here, it was completely different. And riding here is just an absolute pleasure. For me, now that we're all working from home, I needed a stress release. I needed to get out of the space and just unwind. And I definitely didn't need to feel like I was going to get run over. So riding here was the answer to that, because people are so courteous, so nice.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to run into very many people. I mean, there's just not that much traffic.
Don't have to worry about it.
There's just nobody here. So we love it. And that's the thing for me is just getting out and really trying to unwind. And if it's tense and I'm having to worry about other things, it would defeat the purpose.
Right.
Writing here is just an absolute pleasure. I love it. And the only problem really is now I don't have enough time to write.
Well, guys, thank
That's
you so
awesome.
Much.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for your time.
And thank you for inviting us into your beautiful home, Chris.
It's my pleasure. I hope to see you guys soon and out on the road.